Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back into the Midtown Studios, the Kia Studios here for the full-time report. Abe Gordon and Madison Cruz of Soccer Down here trying to recap the match that was a 3-1 defeat for Atlanta United, and certainly a brutal first half. Very frustrating for a number of reasons. I have one main sticking point that bothered me more than any of them, but in general, Maddie, your observations after another tough road loss. This team just can't get it going away from the bends.
Yeah, I mean, I think Jason and Mike said it perfectly. The personality, they're just not showing it. And it's one of those things where you're getting it from select players, but you're not seeing it from everybody. And I think Bartosz Sliszcz encapsulates that. He has been outstanding in the last couple of matches, showing that grit, that personality, showing that fight. I mean, even Jason said it. He watched Bartosz Sliszcz jersey over his head, hands in his head, just in disbelief. And like, I think that encapsulates it. Like, it's showing the fight there. Will Riley, Efrain Morales, Noah Cobb, Matt Edwards, Jay Fortune. You have the kids who have come up there and have shown, they have motivated. Noah Cobb going and dabbing up every single one of those players before the second half started, that shows you the urgency and the motivation that these homegrowns have. And we need to see that person. We need to see more of it. We need to see more of it. And I think another thing, too, is you can't let the game get away from you. And how many times this season have we seen Atlanta United let the game get away from them? Mike and Jason were counting how many times we've given up more than just one goal. I can count a little bit here, too. I mean, I'm looking at it right now. First match of the season, 3-2 win over Montreal. Charlotte, 2-0 loss to Charlotte. 4-3 win to NYC. 3-0 loss to Philadelphia. 3-0 loss to Orlando. 4-2 win against Cincinnati. 2-0 loss against New York Red Bulls. And a 4-0 loss against NYC. And now a 3-1 loss against Columbus. It can't happen. You can't let the game get away from you like this. And that's the thing. It's the urgency. It's the ability to be able to handle adversity in those moments. And we haven't seen that. We haven't seen them be able to handle when things don't go their way, how they bounce back from it. And that didn't happen today. Even when some of the referee decisions weren't going Atlanta's way, how do you make your own luck? How do you get back into this one and not let it deflate you? I don't think it was solely the referee in this one either, but it's still the same principle. How you handle adversity in matches, and we haven't seen that from Atlanta United.
Yeah, Mike and Jason were on it in the middle of the first half, that you just could not let this get to a third goal. If you wanted to find your way back in this game, you have to hold it where it was at 2-0. Unfortunately, a brace for Jason Russell Rowe, 42nd minute, and it was 3-0. And for all intents and purposes, it was over. The stats may be moderately skewed because of a 3-0 halftime lead, and Columbus came out with a different mindset in the second half. But these stats are brought to you by Emory, the official team healthcare provider of Atlanta United. Possession, still very dominant for Columbus, 62% to 38%. Shots were 20-9. Shots on goal, 10-3. Here's where it does get interesting. Obviously, XG has Columbus at 3.1. They scored three goals, 2.4 for Atlanta United. A lot of that had to do with Latte Loth having an opportunity and a couple of other chances that went by the wayside as well. So that was the statistical recap. I think we can keep it relatively short here. It's tough to pick a winner, but your man of the match, Maddie.
I think easy for me. It's Bartosz Leish. I think he has encapsulated the relentlessness, the grit, the determination, the fight that we need to see throughout the entire squad throughout 90 minutes. He has showcased it in every single game, if not 20% more of what it is, maybe even 100% more. I mean, he is out there fighting tooth and nail for the badge. And he's shown it not only in this game, but in games previous as well. And I think that is what needs to resonate with the entire squad too. What Bartosz Leish has brought to the field every time he steps foot in an Atlanta United jersey this season. He's brought it every single time. He has that fight. And I think I want to say this here too. Jason said it too. The entire team cares. This isn't about the team not caring or anything like that. The team wants to do well. We've seen it multiple times there. It's a mentality thing with this. And it's how do you get out of that? It's about handling adversity. But for the positives to look at, even if there maybe isn't a lot, but I think a positive here is looking at Bartosz Leish and how he has embraced and has come into his own this season and really become a force in the midfield and becoming a leader on this team, becoming someone that people look to. Ronnie Dialab was giving him directions there to direct some things going. We're seeing him really embrace and becoming a leader on this team and someone that we need to see on the pitch. And he's been doing that every single game. So that's why Bartosz Leish is my man of the match.
All right. In an attempt to properly run this post-game show, we're going to break early and hope to actually catch Ronnie Dialab at the podium.
This happens all the time, and I just don't know what's going to happen.
Normally, I break, and he immediately steps up. We're going to try and mess with him a little bit, break early, and see what happens. So in about 5 minutes, we'll hear from Ronnie Dialab at the post-game podium after Atlanta United's 3-1 defeat to the Columbus Crew. It's Madison Cruz and Abe Gordon on the full-time report on Sports Radio 92.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to mlb.com/play/official rules.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
2-9 the game. Abe Gordon, Madison Cruz in the full-time report, and manager Ronnie Dialab speaking post-game after a 3-1 loss.
We didn't concede in the first 50 minutes now in the second half, as things I can take positive from the game. But we meet today a team that is better than us, that's for sure. And in the first half, as I said, we had a plan. I think they tried to do the plan, but again, over and again, we get played between us and through us, and they were quicker in every moment what they get into the 16 meters. So there was a little bit easy goals, but they could have three. They deserved to have three in the first half.
So talking about the offense now, y'all had, I think, two shots on goal in the game despite trailing for 67 minutes, I think. What concerns do you have? Just the attack just can't seem to find a gear.
First of all, it's about defend. We have to defend first. We cannot concede three goals every game. And then, of course, it's about what we do on the ball. But we had some good play today. We had some opportunities. We didn't take the one with a couple of chances between with Manu. We had in the end there with Alex. But of course, you can see that the confidence in the team on the ball is not where it should be. In second half, we, as I said, go out, play for pride and fucking let loose, enjoy it. And I think they did that, play better in the second half. Of course, maybe they dropped up a little bit, but it could be, if they had continued what they had done, then it could be much more uglier than it get. So it's two ways, you know, but in the end, you go away, you get three, four chances. You cannot expect so much more away. I don't know one of the other teams, almost a couple of teams, but in the other had come home to us and had more than that chances. So you have to take your chances when you get them. But at the same time, it's difficult to get a lot of chances also when you concede easy goals that we do now in the game, and we do it over and over again. So we try to protect. We stay a little bit deeper, especially against these kind of teams, because if you go high, there will be even more spaces to run in. And we try to be compact, but even though I think in the first half we the back four or five was too high and was too easy runoff in the space in behind.
Just emotionally, you know, y'all come off the break and Brooks said that there were good ideas in training and good spirit in training, and you talked about looking for wanting people to share ideas on improvement. When you come out and you give up the three goals in the first half, does that undo all of that work from the past?
Not at all. Okay. They are much better than us.
Okay.
The team is much better. We have to accept that. Now we have to go back to the training pitch and be better. That's the only way to getting forward. So we have a lot of things we need to improve. But first of all, we have to be organized. And in New York, we were not organized. It was embarrassing to watch. And that's why I reacted now. Today, I can't say we were disorganized. I just say that they had way too much chances when we had so many people around the ball and we couldn't deal with the 1-2s, the quick play they had. And on the ball also, we lose it too easy. But we tried to play some balls in behind. Mm-hmm. We tried to take them on counterattacks. We had a couple of opportunities there as well. And second half as well, we stayed together. We didn't lose our heads. We just go for it. If we do that, we'll be 5 and 6 and 7. So it's things that I have to take with me that is positive. And we have to, as I said, give recognition to the opponent. They were very good today. They're a good team. They have worked together for 3 years. They have a pattern. If you don't organize against them, you get outplayed over and over again. And today, it was not like outplayed, but it was at the same time we did it because we were not good enough in the individual situation. And of course, that is the most important thing. One thing is to be organized, but you have to do the easy part in the individual part as well, because we get balls through us in the center of the pitch. We get played out for 1-2s. They just runs in, we don't cover. So that's things that we need to get better in.
Click appeared to, he was limping toward the end of the first half. And then you brought in Riley. Did he pick up an injury?
No. I didn't know that. So okay. It was not about that. It was we wanted to get fresh leg into the midfield.
Okay.
Felt like the first 15 minutes were pretty even, actually. And as Atlanta started to lose possession more, that's when Columbus came into it. In those moments, how do you want to keep the ball more to prevent the opponent from playing?
Everybody has to show themselves. They have to be positional. We had space outside all the time. So when we played out to Alex, we played out to Miggy. Sometimes when he was outside, we get the ball there, and then we have to switch to play. And then, of course, we have to move the ball quick and then play and go like they're doing. That's the thing. And be more, there a little bit more on the ball. But in the back, it's a lot of young players that haven't played so much. So that's also have a little bit. And of course, we don't have the world's best companies right now either. So that also plays in. And when they can keep the ball as they do, then also we get tired when we get the ball. You know, so then it's also about to dare or to have energy to go out and wanting the ball and playing the ball quick enough so we can get out. But we had spells that we did that okay. But when they get in between the lines, they are almost alone with the goalkeeper. We are getting wide. So we don't attack the space the same way from the wide positions like they are doing. They're playing with wingers high and wide. But we are not on that level right now. And that's something we just have to work on to get in the future.
I felt like in the second half, that space wide was getting exploited better. And a lot of it was Riley popping up into those wide spaces, which maybe isn't comfortable for him, but helped the team play better today. What do you think of Riley in the second half?
I think he did well. I think, you know, he's you know, you can trust Will. He will always do the job. And that is the basic in every sport. You do the basic good, and then we can grow from there. And he can be better in many things as well, but we need to work and fight and defend and be organized in what we do, and from there confidence is coming. So he did a okay job when he come in. The whole thing is that we can overload that center of the pitch. They have two sixes there, we have four players around them, and in the periods we do it, but we are too play too straight when we get into one side, then we have to move it even more. We had a fantastic play when we get to opposite side with Brooksy. He plays into Alex, he shoots in second half. That is more what we want to see.
Coach, you mentioned working and fighting. Efren Morales, he played with a lot of passion today. I thought he played with a lot of passion.
Yeah, he's talking and he gives everything. And that's, you know, if you do that, that's the basic of what you can expect. So that's something I like. It's his first game from start. Tough game for him. Didn't get protected so much either because opposite side didn't come enough in, so what's too much spaces. It was it's positive things with Efra, it is, and let's build on this.
Well, there you have it, Ronnie Dyla kind of breaking it down and some good, trying to stay positive in obviously a very sour day, a sour situation for Atlanta United. Losing 3-1 on the road to Columbus Crew. They remain winless in the MLS this season away from home. Did you have to turn the page with all those notes, Maddie, or is that just one page? You've got a bunch to get to, and I want to give you plenty of time to get to it. Pick maybe one or two things now that you heard from Ronnie, and we'll get to some others on the other side of the break. But just your biggest and most initial takeaways and impressions from his comments.
Immediately, I'm going to go to the last thing he kind of talked about, which is with Will Riley and Efrain Morales. I thought Efrain getting his first start this year with the club, especially with the way that it was a very tough matchup for him, and I thought he played very well. I thought he did very well. He composed himself in the back. He was aggressive when he needed to. He created some good moments. He let go of the ball a couple times, but then he immediately went back and recovered. And that's what you want to see out of a young center back like Efrain Morales. He's a really bright future. We've seen it with the Bolivian national team, and now we're seeing it here with Atlanta United, as Ronnie Dyla mentioned, too. Really, really solid performance from him today. Will Riley as well. The fact that there's that trust there already with Will. You know that he's going to come out there and give you a solid performance. That's something to build off of. That's something to use, especially heading into next week, preparing for DC. Those are the positives to take away from this one. And there's a lot more positives as well, but we'll get to that on the other side because I know we gotta go to break.
We do. We've got the highlights coming your way in our next segment. Also, and I don't know if we'll get to it in our next segment. I know you still have a lot to break down from what Ronnie Dyla had to say, and rightfully so. We're going to give you plenty of time to do that. I also do have the one thing that bothered me most about today's loss. We'll get to that at some point as we continue the full-time report. Still plenty of time to break down a 3-1 defeat for the Five Stripes. It's Madison Cruz of Soccer down here. Abe Gordon, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Gabe Gordon, Madison Cruz here on the full-time report. Brad Guzan has taken to the post-game press conference podium at lower.com field.
Really frustrating because we talked about willingness to run, willingness to pressure, willingness to tackle. We didn't do any of that. So you talk about it. I mean, forget about the mistakes. Mistakes are always going to happen, but you can control the willingness to run, your desire to compete, your desire to close guys down, tackle. And that wasn't there in the first half. And so that's extremely frustrating.
This is not meant to be a silly question at all, but if you were watching this from a studio, what would you say needs to be done for this team to flip the switch?
We got to get back to training. I mean, there's no shortcuts. There's no switch. There's no magic button to press. We need to get back to working, training. We need to be better.
I think what's been interesting this season, watching training sessions and watching games, is it feels like two different teams. Have you been able to kind of put your finger on why it feels good in training but not in the matches?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's nervousness. I don't know if it's a lack of confidence when the lights come on. I don't know if it's, you know, I don't know. I mean, listen, if we knew the answer, I don't think we'd be asking the question or certainly be answering the question. You know, it's just, it's, I mean, the first half, I don't think we got out of our half for 45 minutes. And every time we play the ball forward, it's just wave after wave after wave after wave. I mean, against a bad team, they're probably going to punish you. Against a good team like Columbus, they're certainly going to punish you. And they did, you know, plain and simple.
In those moments where game felt like it turned when Columbus started keeping possession pretty much at will. how do you want the team in front of you to deal with it? Do you want them to find a way to keep the ball more, get higher up the field? What is it that you want to see change in that 15 to 25 minute mark where Columbus turns again?
Yeah, I mean, we had numbers in and around the ball, but if you don't actually affect the ball, you're not doing anything. The term is shadow defending, and that's like a training exercise. And we looked like we were shadow defending, and we had 10 guys under the ball, behind the ball. And when you don't bump a runner, when you don't track a runner, when you don't get pressure to the guy with the ball, when you're 2 yards off him, that's not close enough. You need to be a half a yard. You need to be able to tackle. You need to be able to get his head down and put him under pressure. So he says, crap, I can't play the ball forward. I got to turn around and play the ball backwards. When you do things like that, then you give yourself a half a chance. In the first half, we didn't do any of that. And again, against a good team, they're going to punish you. And they did. And the second half, we were better, you know, but still it's, you know, we talked about protecting the center of the pitch and not letting them play through us.
Being better when you're already down 3-0, not much to pat your back about. And Brad Guzan didn't mince words. Very frustrated with the defending today, and very frustrated with a couple of different aspects that eventually and ultimately led to a 3-0 deficit, eventually a 3-1 defeat. Matty, we have to get back to the Ronnie Dyla comments. I have to at some point get to the thing that frustrated me most. We do, unfortunately, have to hear the highlights as well. But Brad was pretty open and honest, as frustrated as I've heard him, as direct, I think, as I've heard him in quite a while. You switched your pen from black to red, it looks like. Somehow still filled out. You write so quick. It's astonishing.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
But what were
it's
your
a gift.
What were your scribbles and scribes on that?
Oh, I mean, for Brad, I mean, I think I'd agree with you. I think it's very blunt and it's very direct. And I think that's exactly what you need right now. It needs to be blunt. It needs to be direct. And I agree with Brad. I think especially in the first half, there was no pressure, especially in those moments. And it's kind of funny. I was looking for the word and Brad kind of really put it in. It is like shadow defending. You're kind of just standing there. You're not doing anything. You're not putting pressure. You're not getting into their face. You're not being half a yard away from them. You're not doing anything to threaten them, to try to win the ball back, to make them rethink their decision of, oh, maybe I'm going to pass it back to my back line and rebuild from there. Because then that allows you to push forward and to put a lot of pressure on Columbus. And against a not-so-good team, they're still going to punish you against a team like Columbus. And yeah, they are going to punish you. And that's exactly what they did. And they punished Atlanta United in those moments. I think it was better in the second half. I think there was an improvement there. And I think a lot of it is just there were moments where it's like, okay, let's play for pride. Let's get back into this one. It's 3-0. We got to get something here. And I think you did. You saw a better performance in the second half. I think there's still a lot to improve upon. But yeah, it's just you have to go back into training and you got to clean up the things that didn't work. You got to work on the things that did work. But you got to go back into training. You got to hit the restart button and get things rolling again.
Well, it is a 3-1 defeat for Atlanta United. Let's listen back to the moments of the match. I dare not call them highlights today. But they are brought to you by SCANA. For over 20 years, SCANA Energy has made it easy for Georgians to receive the best natural gas rates and excellent customer service. Call 877-467-2262 to sign up today. You get through 20 minutes, a little bit even, but certainly the pressure was starting to turn in favor of Columbus, and they're able to break through a long ball over the top in the 23rd minute.
Now standing inside the circle, we'll loop it ahead down the right wing to Marrera. Marrera will flick it backwards to Chambeau. He'll float that over the top. This time it's trapped at the edge of the six. Here's a tough angle shot. And the goal by Andres Herrera. And the dam finally breaks in the 23rd minute. It's 1-0 Columbus.
It felt like it was only a matter of time, considering the one-way traffic, considering the pressure and the possession of Columbus. And one felt like it was going to turn into two, turn into three. And it did eventually, about 10 minutes later, in the 32nd minute, Jason Russell Rowe.
Shots are 10-1 Columbus in the first half hour. That tells you a lot. Driven ahead to a wide open Russell Rowe, walking into the box right side. Cuts back at a step by Morales, but gets back on the ball, puts a cross in, and it goes in off Guzan. Columbus was able to turn that into a goal is beyond me, but Jason Russell Rowe scores for the sixth time this year, and the rout is already on here in Columbus.
Yeah, it looked like Goose was expecting a cross. I think everyone, except for Jason Russell Rowe, was expecting a cross. In fact, it may have been a cross that was mishit. Either way, it does squeak into the near side and beats Goose there. A really well-struck ball if it was indeed a shot. And it was just the start of things. Still, Jason Russell Rowe a second time.
Squares it out to the near side. Edwards with almost a giveaway. Schleish has to tack it away from Russell Rowe. Rolls right to Rossi. Walks and passes to Russell Rowe. Shot, score. 3-0. Atlanta getting embarrassed again. Yet another instance where Atlanta United passes right to an opposing player in the 18.
Down 3-0 into halftime. Didn't feel like there was much of a road back in this one, but Atlanta United, 10 minutes after the halftime whistle, tried to make it interesting off the foot of Brooks Lennon.
Off a short corner, here's Baranchuk in the near corner. He'll pop this to the bar. He'll pop back post. Headed loose and then blocked off the line. Atlanta claiming it went in. They play on. Amador will drop it back to Riley. The ball deflected around in the goal mouth. Atlanta is claiming it was in.
After a review, it was very clearly in. They eventually awarded the goal like 5 or 6 minutes after it happened live action. But Brooks Lennon with the final touch there does get the goal. And so that is your 3-1 result. All right, when we come back, Maddie still has a bunch of notes. I have my biggest pain in the rear in regards to tonight's loss. The full-time report continues in about 5 minutes on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We'll come back in the Kia Studios, 92.9 The Game. It's Abe Gordon, Madison Cruz of Soccer Down here. Atlanta United would like to remind you that for each Atlanta United clean sheet this season, they will donate $2,000 to the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. This year's donation total is currently $2,000. All right, Maddie, I have one note. Just one.
All right.
You have a lot of notes?
I do.
I imagine the note I will bring up, because it is something that Ronnie Dyla did address partially earlier in his commentary, but I imagine the note that I have will also coincide with something that you wrote down. It's almost impossible to miss because you wrote down so much. So, here's what bothered me most. And when you look at a 3-1 defeat like you have for Atlanta United, obviously there's a lot of things that you can circle and say, it went wrong here, it went wrong here, this wasn't that, there wasn't this. There's a lot of different factors and facets that are going to bother you. Here's the one that bothered me most. We talked about it coming into the game. This is a Columbus team that averages about 60% possession. They were at 62% tonight. You knew you were going to be pressured. You knew you were going to have to play without the ball, and it felt like you completely collapsed when that happened in game. It felt like there was just a weight of Columbus pressuring and pressuring and pressuring, and you would have thought you could have planned and prepared to handle it better than they did in that first half tonight. They did not handle it well at all. And that's why, and if you went back and listened to those highlights, you could tell Mike Conte wasn't surprised that goal one came, or that two and three followed up, because it was trending in that direction. They did not have an answer. That was what was most frustrating for me tonight, is you knew in theory how this game was going to play out, not by a scoreline, but just within the flow. And you were not prepared to handle it. That bothered me.
It's one of the things. Ronnie said, I think they were prepared for the game. They had a plan in place of what needed to be done. I think Ronnie even said it, too. It's what I have down as well. It's you have to defend first. And it got to a point where you're defending, and you can't get out of your own half. And Brad Guzan said it. I agree with him. I don't remember a time where Atlanta United was even able to get out of their own half in the first half. It was very difficult for them, because you had moments where the ball would be passed forward and it would be easily given away, and Nagby would be able to make the run going forward. It happened so many times. You gave up the ball way too easily, and then that in turn then had you defending and defending and defending, and it gets to a point where you get so tired and you get winded, and you get those moments where you're defending so much that the dam's going to break at some point. And that's what happened. And it's one of those things. I think Ronnie also said it too. It's a confidence thing. Confidence on the ball wasn't there. In games like this, where a Columbus team known to have possession and you have to deal with the counterattack, you take every opportunity you have on the ball to go forward and create something. That's simple passes. That's maybe passing it back to your back line to then go forward to establish something. Once you get the ball, you need to be decisive and concise and accurate with your ball and what you're going to do with it. And that's not what happened. It was very easy giveaways from Atlanta United, and that has to be cleaner, especially in those moments going forward, because you're not getting the ball as often as you would like to in normal games. This is a specific match where you're not going to get the ball a lot of time. It's what you do when you do have the ball that makes the difference, and Atlanta United couldn't do that today.
Another issue that is becoming increasingly apparent is what's going on up top, and Miguel Almiron and Lotte Loth. And tonight you go back on two specific plays in which, if Lotte Loth is feeling it, if he's confident, like you mentioned, if he's positive, the right mindset, he probably gets two goals. He had one where he's running and for whatever reason didn't take the shot when he had it, and the defenders caught up to him. He had another one where he had a nice cutback, and it was a difficult shot, but the net was there, and he pushed it wide. You have got to get more from Miggy and Lotte Loth, and if you don't, and I know people don't want to hear this, and they're probably tired of me saying it, and maybe it's not a real consideration, but if you're not going to get what you need up top from those guys, you have to consider removing them from the rotation.
I think it's a confidence thing. I think it. We talk about it a lot, especially with the mental element of the game and with everything else too. It's a confidence thing. The amount of times confidence was brought up in Ronnie Dial's post-game press conference, it's not a coincidence that it's there. It's an issue, and it's a confidence thing, and it's how you get out of it, how you find your confidence again. What are those moments that help you find your confidence again? And it's what Jason Longshore asked as well in the postgame press conference. It seems like in training sometimes this team looks so different, and then when they get outside and when they get into a match and onto the pitch, it's completely different. And I think it's a confidence thing. It's just trying to find your confidence and getting that back, and it takes one moment. You have to find that moment. You have to make that moment. You have to create your own luck in these moments. It can't just be handed in front of you sometimes. You have to find it on your own. And it's about how you get that confidence back, what needs to be done to get your confidence back. Because it's not one person. It's not Ronnie Dyla. It's not another player. It's not anybody else telling you to do it. You have to find it within yourself. That's where the confidence comes from.
All right, when we come back, we'll take another look at what's to come. Again, Saturday's game against Inter Miami has been postponed due to Inter Miami qualifying for the knockout rounds of the FIFA Club World Cup. That's a game that's actually going to be here in Atlanta. We'll let Maddie, who's going to be attending that one, talk about that in just a moment. But also the next match, July 5th at DC United, what needs to change and what actually may change in the starting 11. We'll talk it all the way through. It is the full-time report. Abe Gordon, Madison Cruz of Soccer Down here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Well, it's another loss on the road for Atlanta United. Welcome back in. Final couple of minutes here. The full-time report. Abe Gordon, Madison Cruz continually breaking it down. And certainly we talked about it almost a month ago, and we're still having the same discussion. It's an extended road trip in which you must pick up some points on the road, and they have yet to do that to this point. They will try again against DC United on July 5th. That is a Saturday evening. Again, this Saturday's game scheduled against Inter Miami being postponed due to Inter Miami's advancement in the FIFA Club World Cup. We'll talk about that in just a moment. When I look at DC United here, Maddie, another trip on the road, it feels like it's a winnable game. They're not necessarily world beaters. You've had the troubles all along, and couple of changes I'd like to see made. And obviously you're dealing with some injuries for those who missed it earlier today or over the weekend. Jay Fortune likely out for the entire season. You're going to have to fill some spots in the midfield. I was wondering if we would see him today at the start. We did not. Not speaking of Jay Fortune, getting to that. But it's a guy that did come in the second half and you felt gave a little boost to Atlanta United, a guy that I believe needs to be in the discussion from the get-go, from the start against DC United, and that is the youngster Will Riley.
I agree with you. I think we've seen Will Riley come in a couple of times, especially come in starting against Cincinnati and also getting the opportunity to start in the last couple of matches too. And even when he's come in off the bench, he brings something, and he brings that grit. And Ronnie Dyla said it's that trust that you have in him, that he's going to get out there and he's going to do the job, and he's going to bring the energy, and he's going to give you everything he has. It's that trust, and I think that's what you need right now. You need to have a player who can come in there, who can give a spark, who can do something. And I also agree, too. I really enjoyed Efrain Morales' performance today as well. I thought that he handled himself really well in the back line. Ronnie Dyla said in the post game that it kind of felt uneven at times for him, especially in a tough game like this, is sometimes, especially in the moments where Columbus caught you in that transition we're going forward, he kind of felt exposed in those moments. But I thought Efrain did a phenomenal job. I thought Efra came out there and he got the job done, and he did what he could do in the back line. And I'm really happy for him that he got the start. I think he deserves it, especially with this time with the national team. And I think one positive for me, I think, before we talk about Club World Cup, is you're seeing so many homegrowns this season really break through and are having those moments, and they're absorbing it all, and they're taking these moments, and they're pushing forward, and we're seeing them just take that extra step. And that, I think, is so important. And it a good club has a solid foundation with the veteran players as well as players you bring in. But then you also have the homegrowns who really lay the foundation. And I think we've seen that from Jay Fortune, from Will Riley, from Efrain Morales, from Noah Cobb. And we've seen that. And I think that's a really, really good takeaway to take from all of this.
The other thing to keep an eye on when discussing Will Riley's possible entry into the midfield is that because there is, again, no match day for Atlanta United this Saturday, there's another extra week of rest and recovery. I do wonder if Tristan Moyamba is going to be ready for return. I know he was seen training with the team this week, and maybe by then he's part of the discussion as well. But I do like Will Riley. Again, no match day for Atlanta United on Saturday, but for Atlanta soccer fans, you probably already know, I'm not breaking any news to you, there is a big-time game at Mercedes-Benz Stadium on Sunday. Maddie, I know you're looking forward to this one as well. Lionel Messi, Inter Miami, again, they have advanced in the FIFA Club World Cup. That's why Saturday's game is being postponed until October. They have advanced, and they are going to face PSG, and that is a game that is taking place right here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Of course, Lionel Messi, formerly a member there, and so there's a lot of, not bad blood, but old ties, let's call it that. It's a game I'm increasingly pumped for. You're going to be in attendance, which I can't even imagine how excited you are.
Ooh, I'm so excited. I'm very excited. It's one of the things where earlier this week, you know, you have something circled and you know that like you have this big event happening, and that's what it feels like for me. This is like, I'm like a kid in a candy store. I'm so excited. It's going to be really cool because I'm very excited to see PSG in action. I really love Luis Enrique and what he's done over there at PSG. I mean, champions this year. I'm really looking forward to it. I love watching them play, and I'm really excited to get to watch it up close. And not only there, but also in, you know, my home stadium here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. But also, too, you know, we get to see the opportunity and the head-to-head clash between Luis Enrique, head coach of PSG, and a player he knows very well in Lionel Messi, as they were both at FC Barcelona when Lionel Messi was a player and he was the head coach over there. And they won the treble in 2015, and there's history there. And it's going to be really cool to see that matchup, especially, too, with a PSG side that is favorably coming into this one as the favorites in this matchup.
So and it might be being the underdog. Yeah, let me stop you there because I want to get in on this. How big of a surprise would it be to you if Miami gets by PSG? Because, you know, in soccer, it only takes a moment. And Messi, we've already seen him be dangerous in set pieces. We know he's dangerous in free play. I mean, it's PSG. Like, what are we talking about? But
yeah,
you're also talking about, in my opinion, the greatest player to ever step on the pitch.
I mean, I agree with you. I think Inter Miami has those moments and those players. You have Jordi Alba, you have Lionel Messi, you have Luis Suarez, Sergio Busquets. I mean, in that matchup against FC Porto, Busquets was delivering balls all over the place that I didn't think were even possible, and they were landing at the feet of players, and I was like, oh, whoa. And that's what Sergio Busquets does. But it's one of those matchups where I could see it going multiple different ways. It's a round of 16 matchup. It's a win-or-go-home situation. I could see it being tied. I could see it going extra time, penalties. I could see PSG coming away with a 4-2 victory. I could see Inter Miami coming away with a lot of goals. But the one thing that I'm looking at it from a PSG perspective, because of the way that they're composed, because of the way Luis Enrique's side has managed to do things. They're just very composed in those moments, the way they attack and they go forward. Inter Miami's going to have a tough job defending. And we know from a lot of things, especially with Inter Miami this season, historically, defensively, have not been the best. I want to give credit, though. Ustari might give PSG a run for their money. He has been absolutely phenomenal in this tournament. He's kept Inter Miami in a lot of these games in those moments. I think back to that 0-0 draw that they had at the very opening stage against Al Ahly. Kept them in the match. It was a 0-0 draw. Literally man of the match. Kept him in that match. And I think it's a matchup where you look at it and you think Inter Miami is the underdog, but I think it could be evenly matched up, but it really could be interesting. That's why I'm excited about it, because I honestly don't know. It's going to be really exciting.
The other thing that I look at as a final thought on that game Sunday here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium is that I think traditionally you would argue PSG would probably overlook an MLS side. I think that's probably common in human nature. But because of Messi, I just don't think you do. And I think they'll approach that with the proper... I know, but you know what? If there wasn't a Messi, if it was Vancouver running through there, then I think you look at it differently. Because it's Messi, I don't think they will be underestimated. I think PSG will come in with the right mindset. And that's why, just another reason that they probably are favored in that game. All right, special thanks to Dom Cherosky, the producer right here in studio using my headphones. For Mike and Jason, the voices of Atlanta United, and Madison Cruz of Soccer Down Here, I'm Abe Gordon. Join us again, 6:30 on Saturday, July 5th. Again, no game this Saturday. The next one is Saturday, July 5th for our next broadcast as Atlanta United will take on DC United. Once again, the final today, Atlanta United 1 and the Columbus Crew 3. That's going to do it, the full-time report right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.